Our Lady's journey to the hill country of Judah, to the home of Saint Elizabeth, came directly upon her having received Jesus into her womb at the Annunciation, literally in the Gospel of Saint Luke. In one verse it says, after Our Lady pronounces her fiat, her yes to God, and the angel left her. And then the very next verse we hear that she set out in those days and traveled to the hill country of Judea, of Judah, to the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. So Our Lady responded to the word of God, not only by saying yes to the mystery of the incarnation, but by responding also in charity to the revelation which was given to her at the Annunciation that her cousin, St. Elizabeth, was with child and that her pregnancy in her old age was a sign to Our Lady that the words indeed fulfilled, that were spoken to her would be fulfilled. And she not only took that revelation to her as a sign of what was about to take place in her own person, but as the voice of God calling her to go out to Elizabeth and to minister to her, to serve her, to exercise the corporal work of mercy towards Elizabeth, who was pregnant and an elderly. And more than that, this was an opportunity of her to bring the good news, to bring the gospel to Saint Elizabeth. And so on the one hand, you have this annunciation of the angel to Our Lady announcing to her the good news and her own response of faith and acceptance of surrender to God's plan. And then immediately after that, you have a kind of another annunciation where Our Lady takes this gospel to Saint Elizabeth, but not only the good news in terms of the message, but also the good news in terms of the presence of Jesus Christ in our Blessed Mother, which works this wonder of grace upon the meeting of Our Lady and Saint Elizabeth. There's this dialogue that takes place between the two mothers and between the two children. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit because Saint John leaps in her womb for joy. He leaps for joy because he senses in some supernatural way the presence of the Savior. And Elizabeth blesses Our Lady, saying to her that what was spoken to you by the Lord was fulfilled, and you believed this. You believed what the angel told you would be fulfilled, and indeed it has been fulfilled. And there is this mystery of grace taking place. The fathers of the church say this is the moment when St. John was sanctified in his mother's womb. The presence of our Lord sanctified him so that when he was born, he was not born in the state of original sin, but in the state of grace. And therefore he was the greatest of all the prophets. But one of the fundamental messages that we have to take from this evangelical mission of Our Lady to Saint Elizabeth is one of joy. The gospel is good news. And this is true from the very beginning. The moment our Lord comes down from heaven into the womb of the Blessed Virgin, he is already on mission. And the one he has touched, the one he has chosen as the sacred vessel of his presence, becomes his missionary. And the result of that mission is the reception of good news and the experience of joy and salvation. Tomorrow, the gospel will be the Magnificat, which is Our Lady's hymn of praise and of joy. And all of this is spontaneous. You know, Our Lady spontaneously receives the word of God. You know, she wasn't expecting an angel to appear to her. God reveals himself to her, and she spontaneously assents to what he's asking of her, and then she spontaneously goes to the hill country, to St. Elizabeth, and there's this spontaneous exchange of grace and a spontaneous experience of joy. This should be fundamental to our faith and to the way we communicate the faith. You know, sometimes we lose our Christian joy in the face of many things, whether it be temptation or perhaps that we look upon our holy religion as simply a number of rules and restrictions. And you know, there's many things that can press down upon us, and we lose the fundamental contact with the message, which is that Christ is present and that he is our mercy and forgiveness, and that in him all things are possible. Even the overcoming of our sins, you know, all the sins that we've ever committed can be forgiven. We just need to turn to the Lord for his grace and mercy. And we should, you know, we should allow ourselves to experience the joy that comes with knowing Jesus Christ. Saints said, where there's a lack of joy, there's a lack of love. You know, we sometimes turn inward and become caught in our own egoism and selfishness. We turn outward toward the Lord and realize that he is good and merciful. And then, you know, live the spirit of Christmas, which we think about during the season, you know, this idea of generosity, of forgetting the past offenses that people have perpetrated against us, and a willingness to move forward, a willingness to rejoice in this presence of Christ and to communicate his grace to others by our own joy, our own forgiveness, our own generosity, our own desire to have others experience what we have found. So as our Lady in today's liturgy responds to the word of God spoken to her by bringing that word to others, may we also, in and through the Blessed Virgin, experience the presence of Jesus Christ and rejoice in that presence and bring that joy to others by our conviction that the Lord is with us and that he is our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.